podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This video is sponsored by Voxy, the pay-as-you-go mobile network that gives you unlimited social media for as little as £10 a month. For a limited time, sign up to Voxy through the link in the description to receive a £40 reward after making only 2 monthly payments. You'll also be directly supporting the channel. So click the link in the description to sign up now.
Hello and welcome back to Blues Focus TV. My name is Josh. I'm doing a match review for the upcoming game against Blackburn on Saturday. Blues go into this game off the back of a win against QPR before the international break. It was a cagey game, to say the least. Blues took the lead early on from Chong. And then from that point on, it was a bottom of the table clash, really. Everything you expect to see from two teams that are struggling for form, struggling for quality. But Blues dug in and did well to get the point, a much needed win, we're going 1-0, winning 1-0. Start that again. Get a little drink. Hello and welcome back to Blues Focus TV. I'm your host, Josh. And I'm previewing the game coming up on Saturday against Blackburn. Blues go into this off the back of a win against QPR before the international break. Blues did well in the game. It was a very scrappy game. It was a game that is very similar to what you see at this time of year when teams are battling out towards the bottom of the league. Blues took the lead under Chong. It was a good little bit of play, really. And Blues were workmanlike in it. In that game, they were very concerned about giving, letting the game get away from them. I think they were very smart in the way they were compact. They were hard to beat. They were breaking QPR down as much as you can. But I think what I'd like to hope that the international break is give the players a bit of breathing space, a little bit of time on the training pitch. Hopefully, you know, John can start enacting what he wants with the team. It's very clear that this isn't the way he wants to play. But I think it's a needs must at the moment. I don't think he really cares about style. I think he's worried about stopping the rot, which he pretty much has in the last 5 games. The last 5 games in itself was a loss at against Luton at home, drawing against Wigan, beating Rotherham, losing to Watford, beating QPR. Now, on the face of it, it seems like it's quite good for the club, but we all know that the game against Rotherham, we shut up shop in the second half. That was hard for some fans to take. Me included, I expected us to really take Rotherham to the sword, really. And it is a shame that we didn't do that. But on the flip side, Johnny's thinking about the long term in this. It's not necessarily about style. Yes, we are paying customers and we want to be entertained, but it's a results business and we need to make sure we get as many results as possible in the last few games to make sure that we're nowhere near the relegation battle. Start of the season, I would have bit your hand off of this position that we're in now. Yes, we have had form this season where we've looked, you know, way above our station, but our squad is starting to show with the lack of depth that we've got. I hope this break for the internationals has helped players get fitter. Any little niggles are out of the way for some. And moving on to that, looking at the injuries that we've got, Harley Dean's out. Don't know a time frame for him to return. Same as Sanderson. And Deeney is back mid-April. I just want to touch on some of the stuff that Deeney's come out and said recently. I truly believe that having Troy Deeney at the club only helps the club. I believe that his approach to things, his mannerisms, the way he's around the training ground with the younger players only helps them. Can Troy do things that are seen by some fans as incorrect? Yeah, he's a human being. He can't be perfect all the time, but I do believe he gives more than he takes and he gives back to the club more than most, really. He takes a lot of it on his shoulders. If he wasn't a Birmingham City fan, I don't think he'd get half of the rubbish that he gets. But this is the world we live in. And for me, as a fan, I'd like to see another season of Deeney. I think he'd really help the team. I think he'd help the management and the coaching side of it. My only hope is if we're moving forward with this projected takeover, which I, for one, am sick to death of hearing about. I just want it to get done and dusted. If that is the case and we are moving into a new regime in the summer, I do believe having him around is only going to help that. It's only going to make the atmosphere in the squad better. If we look at the nitty-gritty, the things that we don't want to acknowledge, that there's a lot of players in the squad now that have been there for too long. They've been involved in too many relegation scraps. We need to get some new blood in. Now, with getting new blood in, you need to be able to have the right people around them to show them the ways that you want the dressing room to go, the ways you want the club to move forward. And having someone like Troy, I think that helps. For another season, I think it's worthwhile. Moving on to form, as I said, you know, we did win the last game before the World Cup break. Yes, it wasn't, you know, something you would see high up on the highlights list, but a win's a win. Going into this game, I'm not expecting much. But that being said, the reverse fixture of this early in the season was one of our best performances. I would say it's up there with the Baggies games. We played very well and we were unlucky to come away with a loss. I remember ringing up WM actually after the game, saying I was generally enjoyed watching us, even though we lost. I enjoyed the approach, the aggression, the harrowing, the pressing that we did. I thought it was a very good performance. So if we could get even half of that, I'd be over the moon. I do worry that Blackburn like to play without the ball. They like to play counter-attacking. So do we. So if we have more of the ball, do we make more mistakes? Potentially. I just hope that we can try and play the game for what it is. Just go out there and just try and win. We're at home. We need to show our fans the respect in that sense that we're trying to win the game. Don't show the opposition too much respect because of their league position, and don't be scared to take the game to them. Let's give them a hiding for what they did to us. You know, we played very well and we should have got some points at them, off them at Elland Road and Ewood Park. Sorry, I will redo that bit. We need to give them a bit of a lesson. We need to give them something back. You know, we played very well in the reverse fixture, and yeah, I do believe if Blues on their day play the way we can, we'll do all right. We'll get a result. At this moment in time, score predictions, I'll take 1-1. I really would. I'd take 1-1. A sneaky suspicion of maybe nicking it late to make 2-1. Maybe. Let's be honest. You know, they're in really good form. They're fifth in the league, 61 points. They've got very good players. They are probably 18 months, 2 years ahead of where we are. And if we look at them as a yardstick of what they've done to get themselves over a bit of a awkward point with their ownership into where they are now, they're not a bad team to try and emulate. That's really it. It's an awkward game to come back from the international break because they're banging form. They're wanting the win. They're trying to keep the pressure on the playoffs. I think our next game is the must win. I think if we can beat Reading on Friday, the 7th, that's the one. That's the one where we really need to make sure we stand up and be counted. If we can beat that Reading team, I think we can pretty much write off relegation completely. And then that's just a massive achievement for the club. I believed that the bookies were right. We were second favourites to go down this season. There's next to no investment, which we all know why. And to do what we've done, I think he's good. And yes, John has to take some flack for his inexperience, but he only gets experience by doing it and learning the hard way. So I, for one, want to see St Andrews rocking as much as we can. We've had a good little break from the international period. So yeah, let's hope we can go and see some good football, really take the game to Blackburn and try and emulate the previous fixture. And if we do that, I think the fans will be really happy and, you know, it'll be a good game and a good atmosphere at St Andrews. I'm looking forward to it. I think it has the makings of being a good game. It also has the makings of being a bad game. This is Blues. This is what we signed up for. So, I'm going to stick my neck out and say 1-1. Actually, no, 2-1 Blues. That's what I'm going for. I'm being positive. I'm trying to tell myself and will it into existence that we're going to get a win and everyone's going to be really happy. And that's what I'm looking forward to. So, yeah, I've been Josh. This is Blues Focus TV. As always, like, share and follow on all the our socials. And as always, keep right on. Podcast Network.